What is up, y'all? It's your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Today I'm not doing my average podcast because I'm walking to the gym and I got some shit that I gotta handle. But I know it's been a while since I haven't posted one, and how long does it really take for me to just come up on here and just speak my 25 cents and then get the fuck out of here? It doesn't take that long, so just gonna throw y'all a little something something. Today, I want to talk about change and growth. Change and growth. Two things that I feel like the average human being is afraid of, which is bizarre to me. Why are we so afraid to change? Why are we so afraid of growth? Or why are we so afraid to listen to people that we aren't, that they're in a better position than we are, but yet we're afraid to listen to them so that we could change to be just like, not to be just like them, because I don't believe in mimicking people's actions? Question mark? Because I do believe that, like, you should follow somebody that they're in a better position than you are. But I also do believe that your journey is different than everybody else's journey. Therefore, you should only be yourself. But that's a different day for a different story. I mean, that's a different story for a different day. Got my words mixed up. But yeah. Why are we so afraid to grow? Why are we so afraid? Sorry for that little cutoff. I had a phone call, and then after the call, I went to go send some stuff in the mail. But yeah. So, like I was saying, why are we so afraid to grow? Why are we so afraid to change? Like, it doesn't add up to me. From the day that you're born, you start to change. From the day that you're in your mom's stomach, you change. From when you're an infant, you go to a toddler, change. From toddler, you go to a kindergartner, change. From kindergartner, you go to your first grade, second grade, third grade, whatever you want to call it, change. From primary school, you go to middle school or secondary school, change. From middle school, you go to high school, change. From high school, you go to college, change. We're always constantly changing. We're always constantly growing. So, if we're always constantly growing, why are we so afraid of it? That doesn't add up to me. Why are we still afraid of changing and growing and becoming a better human beings? Doesn't add up. But I mean, you know what does add up though? Laziness. Laziness adds up, and I'm not gonna front. There are so many people in this world who think they're hard workers, but in all actuality, they're lazy. And what I mean by they're lazy, I don't mean by their work ethic is lazy. I don't mean that at all. What I mean by them being lazy is that they're constantly complaining. Constantly complaining about something. They're constantly complaining about, oh, I hate my job. Or, oh, I don't have enough money. I'm broke. Or, oh, I don't have this. Or, oh, I don't have that. And I'm not gonna sit in here and act like I've never complained about something a day in my life. Because I damn sure have. I have my fair shares of complaints. I have my fair shares of being lazy. I'll never try to make it seem like I'm the most perfect person, because I'm far from perfect. But we still, if we have all these complaints that we're talking about, and we all have all these things that we want to change, why don't we get up off our ass and do that shit? It's easy as that, honestly. It really is easy as that. But we don't make it. We just make it hard on ourselves by not even trying. We'll just rather stay in the comfortable position that we are in and just keep going with the flow until we die. And do you know what's worse? You know what's worse than losing? Because that's another thing that I feel like makes the reason why us human beings, we don't like change. You know what's worse than losing? Regret. Regret is way worse than losing any day of the week, because that what if feeling is trash. Basura. How do you say trash in Mende? I forgot how to say trash in my African native language, but trash. Having regret is trash, bro. Have you ever felt regret? I'm pretty sure a lot of people have. Because it fucks up with your psyche. Fucks up with your mind when you regret something. Like, let's say that, for instance, you have a job opportunity. Good job. You're at a job that you hate. This job is better paying, better quality workers. You get to make up, you're your own boss, basically. And yet, just because you don't believe in yourself, or just because you're scared, or you just want to be in a safe bubble, you don't take it. Regret. Or let's say, for instance, that you're in a relationship with somebody, and just because things are going a little bit rocky, you break up with them. 1, 2, 3 years later, you're still regretting that you broke up with them. These are all things. Or let's just say, for instance, that you had the opportunity to go on a trip. And you had the money and you had everything all set up. But just because you were afraid of the trip, or just because you were afraid of going by yourself somewhere, that you didn't take that opportunity. Sit on your ass, go home. And then you realize that the opportunity that you had to travel and get experience out in the world, you come to realize that, bruh, me sitting here doing nothing isn't helping my situation, or isn't making me happy. Regret. In order for us to not feel regret, we have to be willing to change. In order for us to not have regret, we need to be willing to grow. Like, when people say that, oh, you've changed, or why did you change? You've changed. I'll answer them proudly. I'm like, motherfucker, well, hell yeah, I changed. What the fuck? You think that I'm just gonna be doing the same old thing until I die, bro? Like, if I was the type of person that didn't want to change, guess where I'd be right now? Working at Walmart. At a job that I hate, getting yelled at. God damn, that shit loud. Getting yelled at by managers as if I'm their child. That's where I would be if I didn't believe in myself. Or that's where I would be if I'm not, if I was afraid of change. Or that's where I'd be if I was afraid of growth. Like, that shit is so trash. I just want to say this to y'all because I know a lot of people need to hear this. Because I know at one point in time, I need to hear this. But I know that at one point in time, my child is going to want to hear that. Or I know that somebody out there is going to want to hear that at one point in time. And all I have to say is, don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid of change, period. Because change is inevitable. Growth is inevitable. Get up off your ass, stop being a scary ass, and go chase your motherfucking dreams, or go chase that bag. Just going to your 9-to-5 job, that's not chasing the bag. Because guess what? That 9-to-5 job that you have for the moment is guaranteed for you. That's not chasing that bag. That's just going to an obligation that you have. Because that same 9-to-5 job that you have, as paying your bills, is not getting you what you want. So you gotta go and fight in that shit. I'm not saying quit your job, because that's the last thing that I'd want anybody to do, quit their job and then come say, oh, ABK, he told me to quit my job. Nah, I didn't tell you to quit your job. Stay at your job. But find that grind that will replace your job and get you what you need. But anyways, y'all, that's all I have to say today. Thank you for entering into the nigger room. This is your boy ABK, and we out this bitch. Deuces. Oh, and before I get out of here, please like, comment, share, subscribe, follow. Do something, please. Interact with me, man. It's for free. You ain't got to pay for it. And a nigga out here just trying to grow. I can't grow unless I ask people to help me to grow, which is one thing people fear to realize. But anyways, like I said, please like, share, comment, subscribe, follow, interact with me. I'm trying to see all of us win. So wouldn't you want to see me win too?